Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. And our monthly conversation with South Lincoln Medical Center and South Lincoln Hospital District, Tammy Krell is joining me this morning, employee health and education nurse at South Lincoln Hospital District. Tammy, thank you so much for your time. A lot has changed this last week. And in fact, just the last couple of days. And I'm sure it's been quite the task to try and stay on top of all these changes.
Oh, yes, it has. It's been quite the busy time.
Well, Tammy, before we get into the details, let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us what you do at South Lincoln Hospital District and how long you've been there.
I have been at South Lincoln over 20 years, and I'm a registered nurse. And currently I do employee health and education and then outreach education. So I do one-on-one diabetic teaching. I do one-on-one OB training for our new moms and dads. And then I do CNA class, and we're about to start an MA class. So keep them busy.
Excellent. Well, Tammy, we appreciate your time, of course, with all the changes to the public health orders, which have been in place for several weeks now, and the governor announcing earlier this week that some of those orders would be some of the restrictions on those orders would be taken away and relaxed a little. And I know that Dr. Krell at South Lincoln Hospital District has been hoping for this for quite some time. And so, of course, a lot of people have questions on what do I need to do? And it sounds like the place to go is just directly to the Lincoln County Public Health.
That's correct. The nurses at Lincoln County Public Health will then talk to Dr. Krell and come up with a plan on how these people can get back to where they are doing business, because there are some restrictions in those orders.
So Tammy, just to clarify, some of the businesses that have been given the green light to open, such as barber shops and cosmetology and salons and those types of businesses, even though they've been given the green light, they still need to fill out the form and put together some sort of plan, correct?
Correct. Correct. They have to have a plan, and they have to follow the very strict guidelines that were in the release.
And so what is public health looking for specifically in these plans?
They're looking to make sure that they have separation, that they're wearing masks, that they only have a certain amount of people per square footage, that kind of stuff.
Tammy Krell with South Lincoln Hospital District, our guest this morning on the weekday wake up. Tammy's an employee health and education nurse at South Lincoln Hospital District. Tammy, one of the other announcements that were made by the governor is that hospitals and medical facilities can now start doing elective procedures again. And it sounds like that's the case for South Lincoln Medical.
That is correct. We are using a little more precautions than we used before. You'll probably be tested for COVID, or we will do some other testing for you, or you'll see extra precautions. You'll see all of our nurses and our doctors wearing masks while they are taking care of you. But we are open for business.
Excellent. That's got to be a great feeling. I'm sure that the telehealth options are still available, correct? But for people to be able to come in and get those, get the assistance that they've been waiting for.
Absolutely, and we are doing Zoom visits. They're going very well, and we have the technology that if you live in the Kemmer-Diamondville area, that if you make an appointment and you don't have a computer or a smartphone or whatever to connect with us, we are now going to be able to provide that for you for just the visit.
Okay. So just contact the medical center for details on how to get those devices?
Absolutely. What they'll do is set you up a Zoom, and then they'll figure out what needs to happen. Or if they feel that you need to come in, they'll have you come in, but you will be stopped at our doors. We'll continue to take your temperatures and ask you some screening questions, and you'll be asked to wear a mask.
And Tammy, just here at the end, just to reiterate once again that as of the time that we're talking here, no confirmed cases of COVID-19 within the South Lincoln Hospital District?
Not at all. We are, we haven't had one positive test down in this area.
And currently no suspected cases either, correct?
Correct. And you can watch our Facebook page. We update that daily to tell how many tests we've taken and how many positives. And we like the big zero.
Absolutely. Well, Tammy Carell with us this morning, employee health and education nurse at South Lincoln Hospital District. Tammy, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention?
Just that wear your mask, and to know that when you're wearing your mask, it's not to protect you so much as to protect everybody else.
That's a good point, and I know that medical officials are, of course, even though some of these restrictions are being relaxed a little, that doesn't mean we don't have to social distance anymore. Those guidelines are still in place.
Correct. Very much in place.
Tammy Carell, employee health and education nurse at South Lincoln Hospital District. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the Spur, Swift 98, and the SVI Radio Network.